At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Holistic Health Anxiety Podcast Talks, where we believe in healing one life at a time. Join us as we explore the intricate world of anxiety, sharing insights and practical tips to help you cope and thrive. Each episode features inspiring conversation with authors, doctors, and mental health professionals who share their experiences and expertise. Together, we uncover the tools and strategies to navigate the challenges of anxiety, reminding us that we are not alone on this journey. So let's all heal together. Hello, 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 my dear friends, followers. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here. Here we are, another podcast, the Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching and Anxiety Talks podcast. All right, two shows on Spotify and Apple. So today we're starting a new bunch of series, or a few episodes about a wonderful topic. Okay, so which was, got to give credit to a wonderful friend of mine that suggested, hey, why don't you talk about the transformation, you know, and 50s and our perception and you know, like the statement of statement of change. So most say it's almost like impossible to change at 50 years in a career, or change some habits, or creating a stressful thoughts and conditioning anxiety, feeling unworthiness, which is created from that. You know, it does create, like, when we change, when, you know, when people write us off and say we're 50 years plus from 50s to 60s, and, you know, we lose our careers and we start going back bad on ourselves and we start feeling anxious, we start feeling unworthy. So I'm going to address that. There was also a few authors, or I saw, I'll call them brain conditioners, right? People who kind of tell you that, you know, your 50s and 60s, you're a wash up, you're gone, right? It's almost impossible in your 50s to change your life. But you know what? I'm writing this because I totally disagree. You know, anyone that tells us is part of this biased opinion, part of the machine that's trying to brainwash you to feel like you're not good enough. You know, this false evidence appearing real to us, building this limiting beliefs that, you know, what's so building these limiting beliefs that I'm not good enough. I've had it. I'm 60 years of age. There's nothing left for me. I feel like a complete loser. I don't have enough super. All this kind of thing. Whatever is in our minds, and I'm done, right? What a load of shit. So anyone that writes this, I don't want to mention our author's names because they're just part of the corporate system. There's a lot of opinionators, and I've actually put this out to a lot of colleagues of mine, and they would say, no, it's just a political agenda, political part of the entrepreneurial world. At a certain age, you're out. Met a wonderful, lovely bus driver, which I mentioned in my other podcast about bus driving, the transformation it takes to become a bus driver, even in your 60s, right? Still got it. You're more responsible, more needed, right? Look at the advantages. And he said, well, I was in a corporate world and I got kicked out. Right, after serving 25 years in the same corporation, was given his golden medal or watch or whatever you're getting, a golden pen, I don't know what they give you these days. So you've done enough, you're out of here. Cool, here's your severance pay, and you've done enough. See you later. Got to get you going because the young ones are coming in. You know, they're like three times faster than you on computers and so on. You're superseded. You're gone. So that's unfair. You know, people should be able to do what they love, do what they love. So here I've just created a whole bunch of, you know, I'm going to talk about the topic of this particular podcast. The episode is called Embracing Change in Your 50s, a Testament to Transformation. Now, I can tell you of just being trained as a bus driver. Now, think about being a bus driver. You're driving a 12, you know, an 18-ton vehicle on the road. You're driving something that's 12.5 meters. And, man, I'm king of the road when it comes to king of the road, because I've got to turn that thing in this tight corners. I've got to turn that machine into this tight corners without smashing poles and, you know, islands and so on, and without smashing up the bus, so you can understand what I'm saying. So there's a lot of training involved. And what I'm saying is that in your 60s, you can still be trained to perform something that you have to fit within the lanes, driving 50 to 60 kilometers an hour with overlapping poles and trees, and avoiding smashing up and making sure that people's lives are a must thing. You know, a lot of safety procedures goes into this powerful machine. So I want to say that I've done it, and I'm a complete testament and transformation to that, to the whole idea that you're not washed up at 50, 60, or 70. So if you got the oomph, you can go and do it. So just take, you know, have no fear is a thing. So when we talk about that, so let's go with the you know, in the world that often equates age with stagnation, the notion that change is nearly impossible after a certain age, particularly in your 50s and 60s, is pervasive belief that many, many, many hold. It's just the fear in us and also the lack of wanting to change. The social conditioning surrounding this age can lead to, like, feelings of anxiety. And that's what I want to say. This is all programs of anxiety, you know, this unworthiness, this, you know, this overwhelming sense of being stuck. Too easy to get stuck in our own patterns, our own mind. However, in this episode, I'm aiming to dismantle the myth that transformation is unattainable for people, for guys, for men, for anyone, right, after their 50s, offering insight that not only challenges these limiting beliefs, but also provides a roadmap for individuals seeking to embrace change in their lives. So let's go with that, my friends. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty super pumped up about this program. And number one we're going to talk about now is understanding the myths of immutability. The belief that change is difficult and impossible in our 50s is rooted in combined past conditioning, as mentioned, and narratives and social narratives and personal fears. Many people internalize these messages like leading to cycle self-doubt. Too easy to go there, right? Something goes wrong, you're used to the same pattern, all of a sudden the pattern changes, or we need to pivot, and some of us don't pivot, some of us get stuck, and we have this self-doubt and resignation. However, it's essential to recognize that the change is a natural part of life, and regarding of all age, the brain retains its capacity for neuroplasticity. Imagine, now I want to stop. Imagine that having to drive that vehicle within a 3 meter, like, you know, width of a lane, you know, of a road, and it's got curvy. You got to maneuver this vehicle, right? This powerful big machine within the space, and recognize it, foreplan, and keep it within the lane so you don't smash the mirrors or then smash the bus or any other drivers and other lorry drivers that come towards us, all right? Having the capacity to transform and keep that big machine on the road. So that's been my experience, and I'm just thinking about that just, you know, half an hour ago. Meaning that we can actually adapt, all right? Adapt to learn and evolve at any age. So, you know, sure, you'd have to do a medical test to become a bus driver, right? You have to pass certain criterias. You have to be certain fitness, right? And also certain, have enough grit to say, going to do it no matter what, even if sacrificing, right? Sacrificing life or even thought of whatever. Right, let's move on to powerful. But we have to have this kind of mindset. I'm just going to take a sip of my tea for a little bit, and before I continue. We have to have some crackly theirs, but we have to have the power of the mindset. One of the most significant factors in facilitating change of mind is your mindset. Now, here's someone called Carol Dweck's research on growth versus fixed mindset demonstrates that individuals with a growth mindset are more open to challenges. I'm open to challenges, right? and willing to embrace the change. So let's all keep open to that. And by shifting our perspective and cultivating a growth mindset, we can reframe our approach to life in our 50s and 60s and seeing it not as a limitation, but as an opportunity for renewal. So let's not just sit back. Let's just kind of challenge things, be open to whatever it is. And as I said, prepare to surrender our old thoughts, our old patterns. To change, we need to be able to surrender, all right? Surrender to all the bullshit conditioning that we already have, you know, through all sorts of spaces. Let's move on to next one. Remember that we might expand on these as a separate episode. There's a lot of these to come that I'm going to be announcing. So real life examples of transformation. Countless individuals have defied the age-related stereotypes in transformation lives in their 50s. Did you know that even Kentucky Fried Chicken only started, right, in their 55s to 60s, right? When he tried many, many times to be accepted for them to provide him a loan for a business idea and all with all these spices. Now look at that. I'm eating 3 pieces of chicken a day, not every day, but like now there's, you know, there's an example of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And anyway, from careers changes to personal reinventation. So these stories like serve as a powerful testament to potentials for growth. It's never too late, my friends. So, for instance, many people have successfully, you know, transitioned into new careers, even in their 50s, and, you know, started businesses or pursued passions they previously set aside, right? And it does take change. I was a night person before I started putting myself into bus driving. I had to get up early and do these wonderful early shifts. Now I get up before the alarm goes off, which is the strangest thing for me, because I already set in my mind before I went to bed that I've got to do a job. I've got to be responsible and look after people and serve people, right? It's the biggest key is to be able to serve people, and things will change from there. Moving on, let's go talking about overcoming fear and anxiety. Fear, now this is for people who have been challenged by anxiety. Let's open our ears to this. How do we, you know, overcome fear and anxiety? Fear of change is a natural human emotion. I'm scared of change. I was stuck, right? And it can be paralyzing. It was paralyzing. It allowed to dominate. It dominated my thoughts. And I had, what else I've got to do? Something went wrong. Something like happened. And I had to release one particular career for a bit, right? I was also a driving instructor. I've got a lot of caps on. I was a driving instructor. And it came to a point where I make a decision. I need to make a pivot to do something else. I wanted to challenge something else. So I challenged bus driving. So even though I love teaching people how to drive, I love podcasting, right, as an income stream or a hustle, side hustle, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, understanding the sources of this fear. There was a lot of fear, a lot of stuckness, whether it be like financial, social, or emotional, you know, can help us address, you know, one at a time, head on. Techniques such as mindfulness can help us, you know, therapy and support groups can provide the necessary tools to navigate these feelings, also create this kind of resilience. Now, when we change, when we pivot to something new, there is resilience, there's an enhancement. Also, when someone puts their hand up to serve another man, another, you know, a community, a life, you're given, and like I mentioned in my last podcast, about the supernatural intervention that goes on and the enhancement and also the super development of the executive part of the mind, the executive function of the mind. You see more. Right, and you've got the instructor, you've got the coaches to get you through. We're not alone doing this. And again, building that supernatural resilience within us to say, so feel so successful and so great, I've achieved this, and an open mind. Now let's look at the role of community. One of the most effective ways to like facilitate change is through community support. Find your tribe, find your vibe. Surround ourselves with like-minded people, individuals, encourage growth can make a significant, serious change in our lives. Whether it's joining classes, local groups, and online communities, the power of connection can inspire us to take bold steps and towards change. That's helped me with my anxiety. You know, when I was feeling very anxious, I joined a wonderful group that practiced mindfulness and meditation, that practiced this other way of thinking, right? Find your community, find your vibe, find your tribe. Also, with the bus driving, there is a wonderful community right there. You know, sure, we got a few people saying, you always got to have a negative there, but most of them are smiling. Even the job is interesting, the job is challenging, and we can get high on bus driving. I can tell you that much, because the endorphins are pumping, and you start to enjoy it, and you start to learn to relax in at the most dangerous spaces. You start to learn to relax from that, and then you start to, you know, really surrender to the idea and feeling that you're anxious, feeling that the fear is in there, and overcoming it. Let's look at setting goals for change. We need to really tap into this. The lack of direction can hinder the change process. So if we're sitting back and not making changes, that's because we're creating a mindset of no change, only comfort zone. When we get too comfortable, we're not going to make changes. We're just going to say, oh, we're just going to feel miserable, right? Miserable when we have to change, when we have to pivot. So we need to be able to set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, right? Time-bound goals. They're called the SMART goals, and that provide a clear path forward for us. And we're breaking down the line, and how we do is we break down larger aspirations into manageable steps. There's always a process, even to become the bus driver. There's so many steps that we had to achieve, a lot of hours of training. You know, we can create like this sense of accomplishment that fuels further progress. It's seamless now. It's a program running. Okay, my friends, so the importance of lifelong learning in our 50s, never give up, right? This pursuit of knowledge can like ignite the passion for new experiences. Engaging in lifelong learning, whether like through formal education, workshop, self-study, can enhance our skills and broaden our horizons. And it's what you do with our time. Now, you can call it like you can piss, you know, you can really piss time up a wall or whatever you want to do. We just let it hang out certain places and start, or you can come out of that kind of different vibe and go into a different tribe, a different mindset, all right? Instead of hanging around the pubs and just like saying, oh man, life's just too hard. Yeah, I don't know. You know, this kind of attitude. And so you can change and pivot into something else. I want to grab this thing by the balls and run it, right? Or grab the bull by the horns and run with it. This kind of continuous growth will create this to be have an adaptable mindset, and will open doors to new opportunities that you never thought you had. Now, also, we need to look into reassessing values and priorities here. As we age, it's natural to reassess what truly matters. And really, sometimes this is where, unless you can say no to things, you're going to create a lot of anxiety, right? Reassess what truly matters to us. Really, there's a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And this means that only concentrate, only give time to what is of concern, what is real value to you. Simple as that. That's the whole book in a nutshell, really. But it's also worth reading. Now, this period of reflection, give yourself time to reflection, can be a real good catalyst for change. It'll prompt us to align our actions with our core values. What do you value in this life at this age, right? In your 50s and 60s. And can you do the most hardest job, right, with love? Can you? Can you see yourself doing something that's of value to others, like a servant to others, servant to mankind? Just, in my case, getting people from A to B safely, right? And using all my learned skills, right, from driving instructing, from driving all kinds of vehicles like forklifts and so on. Can I put all that together? I'm moving it. So, not there yet, but I'm so close to the winning line, so close to that trophy, like, you know, where I can say, pat myself on the shoulder, and at this age, and move forward. So again, I'm a great example of what can be done. We need to be able to understand what we want to achieve in the next chapter of our lives, right? And also, when we do that, we need to surrender a lot. And the key is surrender. Forget all the, you know, forget about all the stuff that's happened. Every day is a new day. The new chapter is just waiting for you to write, you know, for us to write, and can be a real good guide into our, and also create this wonderful decision making that'll help us focus on meaningful pursuits in for the next chapter. Okay, so what about one thing about, okay, so we might be looking at, you might be, yeah, you're the baby boomer, all right? I'm talking to all the baby boomers on this episode. Like, I know I've got a lot of peeps who are people that are, you know, at this age. We're all called baby boomers, and you know, anyone before the 70s, born in the 70s, right? It's a 70s child, so you know, it's time to move that, and let's move to technology, embracing technology. Let's go talk to that. The digital age presents like unprecedented opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity. AI is, if you just get your head around AI, folks, okay, how important is, you know, you can write your own book with AI, but you've got to know how to use it. So invest your time learning, taking those opportunities to learn something new. Like, only recently a mate started making some coin, right? Meaning the side hustle, some extra income by podcasting, and here I am getting the next podcast on anxiety talks, and I've got a few other people coming shortly, and they've got a whole bunch of people waiting, but my challenge among is time to do co-hosting, which is really exciting also. But you know, let's go back to technology. It takes technology. You got to know how to use the phone. You got to use other applications to create podcasts, for example. Even when I've got another podcast called I Love Money Matters, and that one shows us that we can create more money by using technology, right? And that's what it's designed to do for us. Learn your technologies, learn your AI applications, and allow AI to create money for us instantly, creative money, I call it, right?
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And connect with those resources, and also connect with communities worldwide. And by becoming tech savvy, not too savvy, but savvy enough to actually learn how to create yourself an extra stream of income, right? Plenty of YouTube clips out there on how to do it. It's all a matter of sitting down and doing it and being disciplined. We can You know, individuals in their 50s can leverage like these tools for their advantage. Let's get on and do that, guys. So, you know, if you're hearing this and you have a success story to share, you know, by all means, get in touch with us. I definitely want to know more about you're in your 50s and 60s and what are you doing? Where have you been and how have you transformed your life? Love to have someone come up and co-host on this particular episode. Okay, so yeah, leverage those tools, create those advantages for us. So anyway, let's look at the benefits of physical health. Of course, we need to be healthy. How often do you walk? How many times and how long do you walk for? Did you know that an hour's walk is all you need a day to keep you healthy? Now, the benefits of physical health, physical well-being plays a crucial role in our ability to embrace the change. Engaging in regular exercise, maintaining a balanced diet, and prioritizing mental health can significantly impact our energy levels and overall outlook. No matter how harsh that particular, it's only what you think it is. You know, if you think the work's harsh, all right, you need to understand how to rest. You need to understand, you know, how to have the coping mechanisms to overcome this kind of thing. Okay. Sometimes your shoulders are aching, your hands are aching from, you know, driving 8 hours in the bus, for example. But we need to know how to take that shower, relax, take that massage, whatever you're going to do, just to come back into full energy and full swing. And taking time out is very important. So a healthy body can lead to more vibrant life in your 60s and making it easier to pursue your paths and joy. All right, and not dwell in the negativity of life. Yes, life isn't easy. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, but it can be managed. And finding purpose and passion, let's talk to that. Identifying our passions can be a transformative experience for all of us. Many of us find fulfillment in exploring our hobbies. Creativity is also a great way, escapism from anxiety. Laughter yoga, if you haven't tried it, go into it. For folks that are challenged with anxiety, laughter yoga is perfect. Volunteering or engaging in creative pursuits, this sense of purpose can drive us forward. It will give us the motivation needed to embrace the change. We need all kind of tools to embrace the change. Let's talk to the influence of role models. Having a role model who successfully navigated change can inspire and motivate you and us and me. The stories that I'm sharing with you, right? Hopefully it'll empower you and can serve you as a reminder that it's indeed possible to reinvent ourselves, right, or yourself at any age. And learning from these kind of experiences can provide valuable insights and encouragement. So I hope that this episode is really encouraging you. And also, if you feel like it's of value to you and others or your family members, they need a bit of motivation, please pass us on and subscribe to our channel and to wherever you're hearing this particular podcast. Okay, let's go to the importance of resilience. Everything, like I mentioned earlier, the more we challenge something and stay with it, it will create resilience. Before you know it, becomes a second nature. Or we just miss the point of success, feeling successful, all right? Feeling that we can do that and create that mental pattern. Imagine, you know, keeping that bus on the road. Imagine that, you know, 18.5 ton, even bigger ones, by the way, they're called the bendies. Driving a bendy is like driving a semi-trailer. All right, but it's another story. So resilience is the ability, right, to bounce back from setbacks. And let's kind of lean into that now, right, the idea of that. It'll kind of, this idea or this cultivation of resilience is essential to face the change. You know, it'll equip us to handle challenges and adapt to new circumstance. Not just like, oh, got a new circumstance. What am I going to do? I'm going to wallow and all these other ideas of maybe I should take a rest. I don't know what to do. All right, panic buttons on, anxiety full on blast. Creating before we know, we're just like going down unworthiness. And no point in doing that. You know, start pivoting sooner. All right. As soon as you get this feeling, start pivoting sooner towards positivity. Let's go practice, and also practicing self-compassion. Sometimes we need to be kind to ourselves and then get caught in the loop of negative. You know, we're all here to learn on this planet, right? We're all here to develop ourselves. Well, he had to gain an experience, right? Whatever the experience is for you. And developing and coping strategies can enhance our resilience levels. Okie dokie. So celebrating small wins, my friends, recognizing that we need to pat yourself on the shoulder, no matter how small the achievement is. And along the way, you know, if you ask someone, how do you overcome anxiety and how you actually overcome the sleeping patterns, you know, how can you sleep better, right? There's a whole bunch of things. One of them is recognizing, celebrating, you know, that you have achieved something in that day. Also sending out those positive gratification vibrations out there on this world, all right, can boost your confidence and encourage further beautiful progress. Each step taken towards change, you know, no matter how minor, right, small, is a victory that deserves acknowledgement and celebrations. When I used to do life coaching back a while now, I used to say to my clients, hey, what, do you celebrate your life? Do you celebrate your win? That kind of scratched their heads and think, no, I don't. I don't do that enough. You know, that was a big wow factor from when someone said, look, do you celebrate this? All right? Celebrate everything. Okay, building a supportive environment, creating an environment conducive to change is vital. So this might include, like, let's declutter physical spaces, surrounding ourselves with positive influences like people, your tribe, and fostering relationships that encourage growth. Let's find those people that will encourage you, right, to grow you, to show you their courage, to tap into their courage. And a supportive environment, right, this supportive environment can really empower us to take risk and pursue our aspiration. Sometimes you look at people who bungee jump or skydive. Okay, so that's a bit of a high too, right? There is a high in jumping, and you can get addicted because maybe, that, who knows anyway, but we need to get in, you know, even just go in there a little bit there and just see people doing some serious, wonderful stuff out there and get inspired. The role of a professional guidance, seeking professional guidance such as coaching or therapy, can provide valuable support during times of change. Change is not easy, right? You know, challenge to change. You also got another podcast on that. And these professionals who can offer their insight to you, strategies, accountability. I love the word accountability. We need more of that to be able to change and pivot. This will help us, like, navigate the complexity of transformation. My friends, let's look at maintaining a balanced perspective while pursuing change. You know, it's really important to have a balanced perspective, right? We can't do too much of one thing too much. We need to have a balance. Sometimes there's a, you know, sometimes we need to have a weekend should be used for, you know, for adventurous new things, trying new things. And you might have a big week, five days of work and all pleasure, whatever you want to call it. Your job could be very pleasurable if you looked at it that way. It's all about mindsetting, you know. But we still need to have the balanced perspective so we don't burn out. And we need to acknowledge the challenges to say, yeah, this has been challenged, but I really look forward to living it up, doing what I need to do, something different, something adventurous, right? So it doesn't become the mundane and then gives me a balance. Do what's balancing, like a walk after work or look forward to your like weekends adventures. And I've got a buddy of mine, and if I asked him, what are you doing for the next month, the next 6 months, next year, he'll just go and look at his calendar. I am doing such and such. So how well organized is that, right? They know how to balance their lives. So, and yeah, he's also under the pump, and he loves being under the pump and loves being creative and getting the job done. He also works in government. So there's a buddy of mine there. But he's a good example of someone who has a balanced perspective to life. And he does so much in his family. This kind of balance can help. He helps him. He can help us navigate the ups and downs of changes and process. Well, my friends, also let's look at impact of gratitude. Now, this is beautiful. We need to have gratitude for everything. Now, practicing the gratitude can shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. We can create a more positive mindset by regularly reflecting on the things we are thankful for. What are you thankful for today? Can you know this? Can this just thinking like that? This can kind of cultivate the sense of abundance in our lives. We've got so much. We're neglecting all that much, right? You know, that fuels our motivation for change. And we need to have this. What are you grateful for today? Just sit back and ask yourself this question, and then really appreciate what you have in front of you. All right. Okay, let's go on to embracing failure as a learning tool. Most of us don't look at this, right? As a learning tool, failure is often viewed negatively, but it can be a powerful, powerful teacher. Fear, right, is also a powerful teacher. The reaper with his blade can be our teacher, because we just realize that time is limited on this earth, right? And death is only waiting across. So let's not fear it. It's only transitional. It's only, we need to embrace this kind of thing. All right, but let's get back to this. I think I carried on. Embracing failure as learning opportunity can encourage us to take risks and try new things without the fear of judgment. No one needs to judge. And what's worse is you're the only person that judges themselves, right? You have this condition of judging. Do not judge yourself, and don't worry about anyone judging you. They're just doing themselves. They're just doing the best they can, right? Everyone's doing the best they can. This kind of mental state will kind of shift our perspectives and can lead to the growth and innovations that we're all seeking. Okay, let's look into talk to power of self-reflection. Why is that important? You know, engaging self-reflection will allow us to evaluate our thoughts, feelings, motivations, and this practice can uncover underlying beliefs that may be holding us back and helping us gain clarity on our goals and desires. And let's look at connecting with nature as a balancer. And spending time in nature can have profound, effects on our mental and emotional well-being. Many times I've been so depressed, I've had so much anxiety, but through walking in the park the negativity somewhere left it, and you go into this state of tranquility straight away through natural surroundings. Last 2 weeks ago, I went dolphin watching. The week before that, I went mountaineering, right? Because I wanted to be there with nature. I went for a long walk. And the way back on a train, I was there because I wanted to go on transport. I actually sung songs and I listened to podcasts. I loved it. It was a wonderful solo trip, right? And this provided me a space for reflection. And sometimes you just need that alone time and a need to get into the inspiration. And I felt rejuvenated. And it made my life a little bit easier to embrace any new changes that I was undergoing, especially undergoing with training to be the bus driver. Okay, so moving on to, let's talk to the journey of self-discovery. This is powerful. So change often will lead us to self-discovery. You've dumped one pattern, or we're still going to have that pattern if you're not careful, but you're moving on to something else. Something new is powerful. The journey needs to be revitalized, and through that we need to discover something new. Try something new, right? Always go with the new. So this discovery will reveal new facets of ourselves that we may not have recognized before. Our journey can be enlightening and empowering, and encouraging us to step into this, our authentic self. Get in touch with your authentic self very, very regularly. Also, it's kind of comes back to saying, go for a nature walk, find your authenticity even in the walk. And then we have the importance of being flexible in our life. Flexible is really crucial. Can't be rigid. Most of us can be rigid in our thinking, whether in social environments. The importance of flexibility is really crucial when navigating this change, my friend. So being open to adjusting our plans and expectations can lead to, unexpected opportunities and outcomes. So, what would life be with less expectations? And And what would life be if people just realized to accept more and to say to accept what is and pivot? There's, you know, like the last podcast I did on, it was called, there's another show I'm doing at the moment. It's about reviewing movies. Movies is my also one of my escapism, like many of us. But I decided I should create a podcast called, on that movie reviews. What's on the movies is called, And I talked about the current movie, a different man about the transformation there and the thinking and the thoughts and psychology of different patterns. So we need to have a flexible mindset that allows us to adapt to life's uncertainties, because life is uncertain, right? And we need to be able to really, really captivate this and realize that life will throw you it'll throw you something that it'll become unfamiliar, and then that's when we'll crash. Unfortunately, we need to have that map and also deal with all the ability to deal with our uncertainties and become flexible in that space. So if you lose your job tomorrow, don't panic. Just sit back. You know, there's always different maps to follow, a different road to follow. So take that on board. The role of humor, my friends, is something called laughing yoga. Laughter is a medicine. You know, humor can be a powerful tool in managing stress, anxiety, and navigating change. Just laugh it out. If you get sacked tomorrow, laugh it out. Doesn't matter, you might have this mortgage and that, this whatever payment. Come back to financial, right? It's all about finance, right? That's why I write up a podcast called I Love Money and Money Matters. But we can pivot and we can still create money. Have you ever thought about designing your own job? You know, you've got all this, you are an asset, your mind is an asset, but create your own job rather than holding on. I know it's easier to be employed, but sometimes you need to step aside. Can you create another job? If you're a bookkeeper, you have all these skills, can you create jobs for other bookkeepers? You've got to think out of the box here. And then laughter, so much laughter. Can you laugh when when something changes, when you do get a life change? Can you? Question is, laughing at ourselves and can you find joy in the journey and then become this light and energy, you know, taking off the load to make the process of change more enjoyable for us? That's it there. In adversity, can you laugh at it? Can you play with it? Or will you be rigid? Will you be rigid? That's the question you need to ask ourselves. To make change and to move forward, let's just laugh. Okay, my friends, so we come to building legacy in our lives. Some of us really enjoy this. And as we consider changes we want to make, and can we do it for the higher purpose of mankind? Can you have that mental state where, you know, in most motivational books, at the end, you know, even the giant within us by Anthony Robbins would say at the end, what sort of legacy will you leave at the end of this trip, end of this experience, end of this life? What legacy will you, how did you help mankind? And that's where the energy is also. As we consider the change we want to make, it's worthwhile to think about the legacy we wish to leave behind, right? For the younger ones. Engaging in meaningful pursuits can contribute to a sense of fulfillment and purpose, and motivating us to make bold changes in our current life, in our 50s and 60s. Well, my friends, we're going to put this podcast to bed. So, you know, thank you for following through. You might have heard this while you were maybe on a train or a bus and going your jolly way, you know, to wherever you're doing, whatever gives you pleasure, whatever brings in a few dollars, but without stressing. So let's kind of put this to bed. So we looked at the beliefs that change is impossible in our 50s, and I totally disagree with it, and which is only a limiting narrative, and do not believe what you hear. And the narrative that is, you know, we need to change our narrative that deserves to be changed. Also, we need to change the narrative if it's negative, and we need to change our own narratives. And with the right mindset, the right support and strategies, we can embark on a transformative journey at any age, right? 50s or 60s or 70s, right? by embracing change, you got, as long as you got this energy, right, within us and creating, cultivating energy, right? Thought is energy. And by embracing this change, we not only enrich our own lives, but also inspire those around us to pursue their dreams and aspirations. So I hope this has really inspired you guys to move forward and think differently. Change is not merely a possibility. It is an invitation to grow, my friends. So learn and thrive in the vibrant tapestry of life. Okay, blessings, my friends, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Hope you've enjoyed. If you have someone that needs to be, you know, needs to hear motivational and they're getting into their 50s and 60s, this just might be the podcast for them. Please pass it on, Trent, and subscribe. And all the best to you guys until our next episode. This is Nick Jensen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching and also Anxiety Podcast. Over and out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching Podcast. We hope you found inspiration and guidance in today's episode. Remember, healing is a journey, best travel together, and every step forward counts. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe and share it with others who may benefit. Until next time, my friends, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep taking steps towards the healing process.